Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today we're diving into the high-stakes world of private equity, specifically CVC's U.S. shakeup.
Ooh, juicy. CVC, a European private equity giant, is making waves. A leadership overhaul? A private credit firm acquisition? Sounds like they're playing a high-stakes game of chess.
Exactly. Chris Stadler, the longtime head of North American private equity, is stepping aside after 18 years. Now, Lauren Somerville and Catherine Petty, both from CVC London, are taking the reins as co-heads.
So a changing of the guard. But why? Is it just a routine change, or is there more to the story?
Well, let's just say CVC's U.S. performance hasn't been stellar. Underperforming deals, you know, have put pressure on them to boost returns, especially since their successful IPO last year.
Ah, the pressure of public markets. They need to show those shareholders they can deliver. But a private credit firm acquisition, how does that fit into the puzzle?
It's all about strengthening their U.S. foothold. They're also looking at private capital groups focused on real estate outside Europe. Diversification, baby.
I see. Interesting. So it seems like CVC is trying to double down on the U.S. market. But is this the right strategy? I mean, the article mentions that the U.S. market is totally different from Europe. CVC's European success might not translate directly across the Atlantic.
That's a valid point. Their European model, built on long-term relationships and spotting unique opportunities, might not be a perfect fit for the U.S. It's a challenge, you know, to carve their niche in such a competitive landscape.
And what about Chris Stadler's new role, Chair of North America? Sounds like a cushy position, right?
Not exactly. It's a strategic move, focusing on improving returns from existing portfolio companies. He's not off the hook. His expertise will still be crucial.
So it's a mixed bag. Some U.S. investments have done well, like Authentic Brands Group and ExamWorks, but others, like Converge One and Petco, have faced challenges.
It highlights the volatility of the market. Even giants like CVC aren't immune to setbacks. Their high accountability model, where dealmakers are rewarded or penalized based on deal performance, adds another layer of complexity.
It's a tough game. High risk, high reward. I'm curious to see how this all plays out for CVC in the long run. It's a story of ambition, adaptation, and the constant pursuit of growth in the cutthroat world of private equity.
Got it. It'll definitely be interesting to see how CVC navigates these challenges. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive into CVC's U.S. strategy. Until next time, goodbye from Nutty Show.
Goodbye.